Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
All right.
We are a mere handful of days.
It's almost here. It's almost here, Joel.
It's almost here.
Wrestling Christmas is almost here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I am quite frankly, I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, I am too, because like we've said in the recent weeks, like, we don't know exactly what direction they're going to go.
Right.
Like, it was painfully obvious the past few years.
Right.
This one, they could go a couple other ways. Now, of course, there is what we think is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely the wrong way.
Well, there's that's the thing.
I'm sorry, the less right way.
Yeah, there's the preferred way. And there's the way that it feels like they're likely going to go.
Right. Or the way they want to go.
But even that is not Batista and Orton main eventing WrestleMania.
No, not at all. Honestly, if we get a Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar main event at WrestleMania, I'd be okay with that.
I would be okay with
that. That's a full-timer versus a part-timer, and elevating a young guy. Is that young guy, does he struggle mightily on the mic? Yes. Does the internet seem to, like, completely crap on this guy all the time? Yes. But still, this is what we've been, like, clamoring for WWE to elevate their younger talent.
Yeah.
They're doing that, and all of a sudden everyone hates that just because they don't like the guy as much as they did 6 months to a year ago.
Yeah, but the thing is, I feel like he does struggle, but he has nowhere to go but up.
No, absolutely.
And that's something that just kind of time will tell, and yeah. Like, the biggest example of that is if you can find Miz's first appearance. I think he's introducing divas.
Yeah, no. And, God.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, dear God.
It's a train wreck. Yeah. Yeah, and, like, no. Say what you will about The Miz, but clearly
it's what train wrecks can't look away from.
Good one.
Thank you.
But say what you will about The Miz, but, like, clearly his ability on the mic and his ability to manipulate a crowd is his strongest suit.
Right.
So, like, there is clear possibility you can learn how to handle a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good job for that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to call, anything you want to talk about as far as Raw Reunion?
As far as the reunion part of Raw Reunion?
Or just the episode in general?
I mean, you gotta talk about Sting. Sting.
Right, yeah.
Made his Raw debut, is how everybody kept saying it. Sting came back.
Yeah, well, Sting stood there on Raw.
Yeah.
And he walked a little bit, and he stood there some more.
Well, I mean, so this is another thing where, like, I don't know what they're going to do with this. It's very exciting. Like, okay, he's going to probably face Triple H.
Right.
Like, that seems pretty clear that those are the dominoes being set up to get knocked down.
Really? Like, Triple H doing the, you know, the con yell of Sting at the end of Raw wasn't a tip-off? Like, come on.
But, like, I don't know if this is going to be just, like, a one-on-one match, or if he's taking on The Authority. You know, because this...
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be more of a one-on-one thing.
But do you think something's going to be on the line? Like, this is pretty much Vigilante Sting.
No, don't even pretty much. Michael Cole reminds us of every single week. It's Vigilante Sting.
Well, but this is not the Sting from TNA. Like, Sting in TNA was like... They did, like, the insane icon, and they did he was the corporate head over there, and that kind of stuff. No, this is hearkening back to, you know, Crow of the mid-90s Sting.
Yeah.
And I will say, you had the three founding members of the NWO and Sting in the same building, and you didn't do a thing with that?
Well, they didn't even have Hogan with them.
No, they didn't. Members.
They put Xbox on it.
Xbox was the third NWO member.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, gotta love revisionist history. Not saying that they were trying to, like, cover anything up or anything, but we want Hulkamania, not that Hollywood garbage.
No, but
we want the Hulk part that we created. We don't want the stuff that they created. We'll take NWO, you know, begrudgingly.
But I mean, I don't understand why they couldn't have just, like, had him, he didn't even have to come out to the ring with them.
Yeah.
You know, if he was just back there being like, good times, remember? And they were like, yeah, Hogan. And so, I mean, what I would have liked was a thing where, I don't even know. I just wanted some Sting and NWO there at the same time acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, you know, Sting came out while they were doing an NWO thing, and Hogan just, like, tipped the bandana to him.
Tipped the bandana to him. Okay.
The way Taker did when Shawn Michaels retired.
But the way you did it, it was, like, taking the entire thing off and giving him a bow and then putting the bandana back on.
Tipped the bandana
okay,
to him.
Okay, okay. More of, like, m'lady.
Just,
oh,
you know.
Oh, God, I just referenced the experience on the show. Just, oh, I just feel dirty now.
We had some good times back then at Starrcade 97.
Fair enough. That was interesting. The whole thing with the Ascension was fine. I myself was more excited whenever the APA came out.
Yeah.
Hey, JBL can put on a hell of a promo when he wants to.
Yeah.
I was just like, I myself, I know a lot, some other people don't like him on commentary. I love him on commentary just because he's such a troll.
Mm-hmm.
And that humors me. But I would love to see him in some sort of authority figure to cut, just so we could cut promos like that.
Yeah.
Granted, they're not always going to have that kind of, you know.
I mean, this had the oomph
behind it because his best friend is about to come out.
Yeah.
And how dare these millennials.
It was a little like millennials, wasn't it?
It was a little bit.
Yeah, they come from NXT.
You millennials think you can talk about Road Warriors? Well, we're not the Road Warriors. We're not the Road Warriors. But we'll still, you know, give you a really stiff clothesline.
It was a stiff clothesline.
Well, that's all he knows how to do.
So, I haven't been blown away by the Ascension ever.
No.
Well, they were kind of like when everybody was like listing like all the amazing things about NXT.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, all of that except for the Ascension, they're just kind of okay to me.
Yeah, no, they've never really impressed me. They really have got on my nerves. The only time I ever like liked anything they did was just because, you know, they had a match against people that I like.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, like, I don't have a dread when they come out, but they've not really impressed me. But it does seem a little bit like they're getting fed to the old school there, guys.
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily the case with their Rumble match.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Anything
else big on Raw that needs to be sure and be covered?
Cena got a roll-up win.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cena did.
He wasn't all full-on Super Cena, just, you know, got a roll-up win because of Sting.
Yeah, well, that was a 3-on-1 handicap match, and I was like, well, I knew, like, see, I was a little worried there.
I just openly groaned whenever they announced who he was facing. I was like, and I literally, like, I watched it late, so I was watching it in my room. Nothing was spoiled for me, so I had no idea exactly what all, well, excuse me, I take that back. Sting's return was ruined for me because some jerk on Facebook that we know from Inside Pulse, so I will not say his name. But he said something on Facebook about it, and I was just like, well, damn. So I was sitting there during when that segment was going on.
You gotta watch Raw live.
I know.
You gotta do it live.
F me for having having a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching that segment with Cena. They're announcing who or about to announce who his opponents are. And my roommate Ed walked by, and I was like, hey, Ed, I'm gonna tell you this now because I know they're about to announce it. They're gonna have Seth Rollins, Big Show, and Kane. Yeah, that one. I literally looked him in the eye and told him that, and then, like, not even a second later, they announced it. They did the whole drum roll thing, and I'm like, bam, bam, bam. Wrestling is predictable.
Well,
Sometimes. Lately.
but here's the thing. Like once that happened, I was like, this is going to go one of two terrible ways.
Mm-hmm.
One, Cena's going to literally beat all three of those guys in perhaps the most lull Cena wins moment in the past year.
Yeah.
Or two, Cena's gonna lose this, only to come back, win the Royal Rumble, and then we're gonna get Cena and Brock main eventing WrestleMania.
Having Cena Brock 4?
No, cause Cena was, Cena was losing his championship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. So it would only be part 3, you guys.
Yes. But that was the worry.
Oh no, excuse me, it would be part 4.
Yes. But that was the worry. That's why I was sitting there. desperately angry and like, all right, Cena, you gotta win this one.
Yeah. If Cena lost and he goes in the Rumble, we automatically, like, the whole, like, oh, we don't know what's gonna happen in the Rumble this year. Just all that goes
out the window.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm glad Cena won. I'm very glad Cena won. Because he's gonna be in that match.
And, you know, Ziggler. And Ziggler gets to come back on.
Of course, and Ziggler gets to come back on. Yeah, I mean, the, like, 1 week off, that's fine. 2 weeks off, you're starting to push it. Like,
yeah, is he, here, just to touch on the Ziggler thing, I read somebody say, it's on Reddit, so, you know, take what you will, yeah. Someone has said, oh, the office, or the WWE powers that be, or whatever, are mad at Ziggler because he booked these stand-up dates without talking to the right, talking through the right channels and doing all that stuff first. And they're like, oh, that's why he dropped the Intercontinental belt. And I was like, no, he dropped it because they're going to fire him later in the show.
Yeah.
Like, they were said, you can't just fire the Intercontinental champion. Well, you could, and you could just hold it in abeyance, since we all know that word now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no, they were just setting it up, you idiot.
So, well.
And again, like, of all the times Ziggler has been in the doghouse, that one seemed like, okay, whatever. That one seems like, just, they can move on.
The thing is, he's back on the show. He's going to be in the Rumble. There's going to be a lot of noise when he's in the Rumble.
Yes.
He's going to have at least one or two near falls that are going to cause a lot of noise from the audience.
Yep.
So, Ziggler, I'm not going to say Ziggler's going to, you know, hit that superstardom this weekend, but Ziggler's going to
He's going to get some momentum.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he's going to be safely where he is.
Absolutely. So, I guess with that said, you want to jump in?
Jump into the card.
Alright, let's start with the kickoff show in a 6-man tag team elimination match. New Day versus Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose. You got the pencil ready, so it's like you're waiting for me to make a pick, but I honestly have no idea.
I mean, I'm gonna go New Day if you want to, like, if that helps any.
See, I don't know.
I mean, I would rather them not win just because they haven't done anything for me, and...
Interesting thing, Xavier Wood, you know, kind of was in a boot.
Yeah, he was.
On Monday.
The thing that really concerns me about this match is that's Kofi Kingston, who should be in the Rumble.
I'm sure he still is.
It's the pre-show. Yeah. So, like, I'm not saying he's not going to be in it, but he should be fresh for the Rumble, you guys. That's Kofi's moment.
That's why he...
Kofi gets one a year.
Tyson Kidd does a surprise package roll up and bam, he's out. There you go.
Alright, so you're predicting Tyson?
Well, I'm predicting the other team, yeah. Right. I don't know who's going to be the last one remaining.
So...
Or whatever, but I'll say Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose.
Alright, so...
Probably not Adam Rose.
Alright, first pick of the year, we're going different.
Did you want to... Take a side wager on who would be the
last one out.
Or at least one of the people who were still there at the end.
I mean, I guess I have to pick from my team, so Big E is going to be my pick as the winner.
I'd go Cesaro. Do we get an extra point if we get that right?
No.
Do we get anything if we get that right?
Do you want to keep track of these throughout the year?
No.
Okay, then.
Okay.
You can...
And also, okay, let me... Because for those who obviously can't see at home, which is all of you, Joel is writing down our picks for this year because it's just easier for us to keep track, and, you know, Joel's computer died.
Yes.
Last year, and apparently we aren't clear about exactly who we're picking sometimes.
Yes.
So, we're being very clear. So, at the final, at the end of the year, in 2015, we get a very accurate
prediction.
This person won, this person lost. Okay? So we don't get none of this, you know, Chris lost by one freaking match BS.
Well,
so, I feel like, shouldn't the Royal Rumble match count more than just 1 point? Because that's a pretty big...
You're right, Chris, and you can do that. You can keep track of that.
I was just trying to open it up for discussion. Like, I'm not trying to say it should be, I'm just an advocate.
You can get brownie points for the Royal Rumble for, like, Elimination Chamber and Money in the Bank. And those kind of, like... You know,
fair enough.
The ones where it's not an either or situation.
Okay.
So But you either guess it or you don't.
Alright, fine, whatever.
If you wanna keep track of the score this year, you are welcome to.
No, I really don't want to because
okay.
I don't like math.
Then prepare to lose by one again. What's the next thing? It's really just in the air. Chris lost by one.
Oh yeah, look at that. 2 years in a row, that's weird.
It was really close.
At least be creative about it. Be like, he lost by two this time. He's really slipping his game. Like, come on.
What a turn. Alright, next match.
Next we got the tag team match, New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension. Ascension's gonna win.
You think so?
And New Age Outlaws lost in less than a minute at WrestleMania. Yeah, it was the Shield and all, but...
That was the Shield, though. And they lost after having been tag team champions for, like, 3 months?
Yeah, but it was against the Usos.
I know, but I will say, having listened to all of those things, you predicted New Age Outlaws to lose, like, 3 times in a row. Yeah. And they won every single time.
No, this is a one-off.
Alright, I'm gonna go Ascension.
They need to fill the card.
I'm gonna go Ascension as
for
well.
For the whole reason that the New Age Outlaws was in the Rumble card last year. Just to fill it out.
Fill the card.
Because neither of them are going in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So, I say Ascension.
I'm going Ascension as well.
Okay. What, you're just playing devil's advocate there?
Well, I'm trying to get you to...
Oh, okay. You're trying to make me make dumb decisions, essentially.
I mean, the thing is, like, we're back to tied. It's very stressful
Which
again.
Which is funny, because watch us be both be wrong about that, and be like, yeah.
And watch it be the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, absolutely. Why? Yeah. Alright, we got Paige and Taya versus the Bella Twins.
I'm going to Paige and Taya. The title's not on the line. So...
No... Well, yeah, title, well, for some reason you said title, I was like, there's not a Divas tag title. And no, there's not,
there's
guys.
Not a Divas tag title. There's no title on the line.
No,
so
no
I'm
Divas
going Paige and Natalia.
I like Paige and Natalia too.
Shut up.
Although there's something that has to be said about possibly Tyson Kidd costing them the match.
That's true.
So I'm assuming they're going to bring him back out there for this.
Well, okay.
Tyson Kidd might get three appearances on a Royal Rumble. Hey, this guy wasn't even on Raw 3 months ago.
That's true. That's what you get for loving cats.
No, true. Sure, you get to wear weird hoodies. But yeah, I still think it's going to be Paige and Taya.
All right.
So we're the samesies on that. Tag Team Championship match, Usos versus Miz and Mizdow.
Will you finally give it? The Usos are the champions, right?
Yeah.
When did the Usos win the champions back?
Like a few weeks ago against Miz and Mizdow.
I know it was against them. Was it on Raw?
It was on Raw. It was the same night that, Ascension.
Right.
Cause they sent Miz and Mizdow right back out to fight against whoever, and they're like, well, of course it's the Ascension because they promoted it.
Right. And so that's been since TLC. Right?
Because
Miz retained on TLC.
Yeah. It might have been a couple weeks after.
Okay.
All so right, it hasn't been too long.
Alright. So do you think they'll get it back, or do you think the Usos will?
No, I think Usos retain.
Alright, I'm gonna go Miz and Mizdow.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there
different
we go.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Again, were you thinking I was going to say Miz and Mizdow?
I didn't know. I mean, that's
are you
all.
Trying to, like, sway me?
No, that's one that could honestly go either way. I'm not gonna
be
shocked.
No. Absolutely.
If that goes Usos, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a prediction for Miz.
Alright.
I mean, it's early in the year. I can afford some, like, crazy things.
Right. Fair enough. Got the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match.
Okay, alright, real quick.
Okay.
So, because we have two matches left, we have the championship match and we have the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
And by and large, you're kind of predicting, you know, the two entrants into the main event of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Right now, each match is going to decide one of them.
Oh, don't.
There's Fastlane.
There's Fastlane, Joel. Don't you dare count out that Fastlane.
I think I'm going to go and count out Fastlane.
Are you sure? Because, as we know, Brock Lesnar has to have a championship match every single month.
So, well, real quick, let's just say, do you have a prediction already decided ahead of time as to both of these matches?
For the championship match, yes. I'm still kind of on the fence on the Rumble.
Okay, alright. So championship match, are you going Brock?
Yes.
I'm going Brock as well.
Okay.
Also because that way he doesn't have to be at Fastlane and we can go ahead and start pushing for that main event. promo for WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's probably, like, for as, like, difficult as it's been, Brock not being, that's probably a dream for the WWE marketing team.
It's like, we don't even have to worry about giving him something to do for the next month.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have to scrape up something to, for the, whoever is the Royal Rumble winner, we have to scrape up something for them, but that's about it.
Well, they've always had this, February thing where they couldn't really start yet, you know, even though we all knew what the Rumble, the WrestleMania match is going to be, we couldn't really start yet because we had to do this February feud, and it's all the worse now because there's only one title.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Because that's why we had whole Batista and Alberto Del Rio.
Right.
Eliminate Chamber last year. Like, it was just... Right. We run into that issue every time. Like, what do we do with the Rumble winner for a month?
You know? Mm-hmm.
So, that's the one drawback for that one pay-per-view in between. I'm saying Brock. I also wouldn't be surprised if Seth Rollins ended up, like, having the match. Wouldn't be surprised if Randy Orton came back to cost Seth Rollins the match.
Yeah, okay.
And then that'll also set up for Randy being an entrant in the Rumble and then Seth coming out and... Because, you know, we could see a Randy Orton returning as a face going up against Seth at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's very possible.
So that kind of sets that up.
And just to confirm, though, this is Brock Lesnar winning this match.
Not
being champion of the night because Seth has super teased Money in the Bank cash in if he loses.
I don't think Seth is going to get that until after Mania.
Yeah?
I don't think he's going to cash in. Okay. Or at least try to cash in. That, and even if he does, I don't see Brock losing before Mania.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
So.
As it kind of should be, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, well, part of there's the one thing where his contract might be expiring right after Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time that happened was a little awkward for everybody.
Right. It was the whole WrestleMania 20 thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, So I kind of hope that, I mean,
find a better day to negotiate.
Well, this thing is like I don't need Brock around for much longer. Like he came back. He has made a lasting impact as the streak breaker.
Yeah,
he has been champion. If he wants to, you know, do something at SummerSlam again, fine. I'm happy to see it.
Right,
but I don't really need. I kind of since Brock's return, I've gotten what I needed out of it.
Yeah,
you know. I got the John Cena match. I got the Triple H feud, which took way too long.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like, Brock, since he's been back, has not, like, headlined WrestleMania yet.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been, like, the second to last, you know, match or whatever. Even against Taker, it was, you know, late in the night, but it wasn't the match.
So
yeah, it would kind of make sense to keep it on him. He has that, you know, one main event.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I am fine with Brock leaving after this. I've seen everything I need to see out of Brock. If he wants to go back to UFC or if he wants to live in the woods, I'm fine with, you know, I've seen what I need to see out of Brock. But if you could just like, I don't know, like one more month of Brock, just keep the crowd from booing your main event because Brock is leaving.
Right.
And we all know how it's going to end because of that.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. So we're both saying Brock.
Yeah.
So what about the Rumble?
Rumble. I got my decision Rumble, but I'm interested.
Okay.
To hear you talk through what you think. What you're willing to predict.
I feel Rumble. Like it really just comes down to two guys.
Okay.
Clearly it's Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Okay. I'm assuming you've chosen one of those guys?
I have chosen one of those guys. Okay,
so I'm not that far off.
No.
Okay. What should happen, what would be correct in happening,
mm-hmm.
would be Daniel Bryan winning.
Okay.
Because, the fans, it won't be hard to get him over.
No.
You know, and you want the fans, the desired effect is the fans, like, being happy and cheery whenever the Rumble winner wins, because that's not, of course, always gonna happen, because sometimes you do have heels winning the match and everything, but I feel like after last year, They just want to get through the Royal Rumble without the entire internet imploding upon itself.
Yeah.
Like it did last year.
Well, again, it was like, it probably wasn't the internet a big deal because I don't think they care about the internet as much as the internet wants them to.
Right.
But the audible crowd there was booing. Right,
exactly.
If you go and buy a DVD of, I mean, they might have, I don't know if they, you know, adjusted the volume there. But like that was on TV for the world to see.
I should watch that on the network and see what. Because they'll do edits like that every now and then for stuff.
See if the boos are there.
Yeah.
For their creative.
I'll have to do the same for Elimination Chamber the next week against Del Rio because they were very much in Del Rio's favor just because they were chanting Bautista at him.
Yeah.
You know?
He might, in the revisionist history, he might have been a heel by then.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah. So, there's that, and, you know, honestly, after last year and everything, Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan for the championship to close out WrestleMania is incredibly believable.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is something you're like, yeah, that should be the main event. That would be an amazing main event, you know, because that's, you know, we haven't seen Brock fight a guy smaller and that could actually, you know, do stuff with.
Yeah.
Since CM Punk in SummerSlam 2013.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, that one. They all, the years all run together at this point. So it would be a different kind of match that we're not used to seeing Brock in. Which is very desirable, considering we've seen him in nothing but John Cena matches since WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
You know? So there's that. And then, there's Roman.
Okay. Reigns.
Okay, that's what we see WWE wanting to go. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar wouldn't be a bad match at WrestleMania. I wouldn't be, like you said, it wouldn't be, you know, Batista versus Randy Orton.
Right.
Like it was going to be last year. So, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, heart or brain kind of thing. You know, heart wants to say Daniel Bryan because Daniel Bryan is, he just gets you.
Yeah.
You know? Brain says, you know, the company wants Roman Reigns. You know?
Okay.
The company gets what they want.
Right.
9 times out of 10. Yeah, they compromised a little bit last year, but they still got that Batista Randy Orton main event.
Yeah.
You know, they just threw in the hairy guy. You know?
Alright. So which way are you gonna go?
You tell me what you're gonna do first.
No. I have mine. I have mine locked. I will go ahead and write it down on the piece of paper.
No. But I want to hear your reasoning.
Unerasable pencil.
Unerasable pencil. I want to hear your reasoning before I solidify mine.
Okay. All right. I'm going Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
I'm going Daniel Bryan because
that, like, that's where I'm leaning towards. You know, just
because I know that Daniel Bryan is in the match.
Yeah.
I know he's in it, and they know he's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that if they aren't going to have him win, they're going to have him be eliminated at some point.
Yeah.
And unless they, if they enter him at like 1 or 2 and then eliminate him, it'll kind of die down by then. But if he gets eliminated anywhere after like the 20th entrant.
Yeah.
I don't think that they will recover the match.
Yeah.
Regardless of who, nobody can win and regain the cheers.
Yeah.
That will have been lost by Daniel Bryan losing.
Basically, shenanigans happen, like, alright, Daniel Bryan would go in early, shenanigans would happen where he would get eliminated sometime before 15. Just because of shenanigans. Make sure Roman Reigns is nowhere near the match at that point, if you're going with Roman Reigns. Have him enter after the fact, like, in the 20s. You know? That would be ideal if they were going that route. Like, make sure Roman Reigns has nothing to do with Daniel Bryan getting eliminated. Or nowhere near him.
But also, I don't have anything else for Daniel Bryan to do at WrestleMania right now.
Right.
Other than Daniel Bryan was champion, had to give up the championship. So he's never been defeated. He's never lost his championship.
Yeah, and that's your storyline right there.
You know, and not only that, he's never, like, other than losing to a Money in the Bank cash-in from Randy Orton.
Yeah.
After the pedigree from Triple H at SummerSlam 2013.
Yeah.
We cannot remember that SummerSlam year.
We really can.
He's won it twice more and had to give it up both times.
Yeah.
So, he has never lost the championship in a fair match.
No.
So there's very much a story there. I think Roman can be in a lot of other matches. I think Roman could be the one to finally take on Seth Rollins. You know?
Fair enough.
There's still, you know, unfinished Shield feud there. Yeah. You can drag this Big Show thing out long enough, like, I wouldn't, but...
But you could see him doing
it. But I could see him doing it, and at the end of the day, you know, a Rocky 3 Superman punch, knockout punch thing happening at the same time, they both fall down.
Right.
And which one will struggle to their feet first? Like, I could see that happening.
Right. It's going to be Roman.
Yeah, it's going to be Roman, because it's WrestleMania. But no, but like, so I could see that. Them to thinking like, oh, knockout punch versus Superman punch. That sounds like WrestleMania to me.
Right.
Even though it sounds like Fastlane to me.
It does. If that. Alright. I don't know.
But
I don't know.
But I haven't convinced you.
I don't know if they're going to, you know, pull the trigger on that.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. And again, Roman's is the clear other option.
Yeah.
Like there's, And here's the thing, not to argue against my own case, but when they had the legends come out and predict winners,
yeah,
nobody predicted Roman.
That's one or two things. Like that's either alluding to what's going on, or like, leaving it out.
That's what a surprise. That's right. Totally what a surprise. I can't believe it was Roman Reigns.
Did any of them pick Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan picked Daniel Bryan. Who did Shawn Michaels pick?
Bray Wyatt, weirdly.
Oh, yeah, Bray Wyatt. Wyatt and Dolph Ziggler. No, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose
was the pick for...
Yeah.
You gotta pick somebody. You gotta lock it in. Chris is dead air right here.
I know it's dead air.
This
I know,
is dead air.
I know. I hate myself for doing this.
Which way are you gonna go?
I'm gonna say Roman.
You're gonna go Roman, okay.
As much as I would not like to see it.
Yeah.
Compared to like how much I would love to see Daniel Bryan versus Brock. I think they're gonna go with Roman on that.
Okay, alright.
And for no points, I'll say Daniel Bryan back up.
Okay, no, the question is, the for no points is, if not those two, who do you think? Because we have those two as the
if
clear
not
this
those,
way or that way. Who do you think would be the winner?
If not those, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the thing is like...
Or is it, Ziggler!
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the thing, they've been so high on Ziggler. I'll say Ziggler.
I
completely forgot about him.
Shocker out of left field would be Ziggler because
it's Ziggler.
Because it's Ziggler. And because they've been pretty hot on him recently.
Yeah.
He's coming back in for, you know, after the thing. Somebody in the fairly near future needs to win from the number one slot.
Yeah.
When is the last time that's happened?
Chris Benoit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I know.
And when is the last time that's happened that they've acknowledged it would be Shawn Michaels?
Well, okay, the last time they've acknowledged it since 2007, yeah, they talked about Shawn Michaels. Yeah.
Yeah, and when did Shawn Michaels do that?
See, that was the case, it was like 94, 95.
So,
I don't know, it was before, obviously, the whole Stone Cold thing.
Yeah.
Like, that was the case I was trying to make for CM Punk last year.
Yeah, no, I made the same case. Like,
yeah, like, we need, if you really want to stop awkwardly, like, going around, like, the last number, not, you can actually talk about the last number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Throw Daniel Bryan in at number one. Because if anyone could do it, and anyone who could, you know, convincingly
do that. Daniel Bryan made a show last year out of going the distance in two long, grueling matches, so... If you want to do somebody going from the number one slot.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And you can still do the whole, like, old, the authority put them in at number one. They're trying to. And it would make us the the Schrodinger's internet wrestling community.
Yeah.
You make them sweat the entire match.
You do.
You're like, they're putting them out first. They're not gonna let them win. They're not gonna let them win at all. And then you go the entire night, and if it comes down to Roman versus Daniel Bryan, oh my god.
That will be really stressful.
It's not going to. I don't think it's going to.
If if it comes down to them, it's Daniel Bryan's winning.
Really?
Yeah, no, they are not, either Daniel Bryan's winning or Roman is turning heel.
True.
Like, those are your options.
Yeah, no, cause that's pretty much the only options the fans are gonna get them.
Yeah.
Give them, yeah.
So, if they're willing to turn Roman heel, then yeah, Roman can win, but, no.
Who is your final four, though?
Oh, final four?
Theoretically, two faces and two heels.
Yeah. I'll stick. You know what? To play it safe, you go Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Dolph Ziggler, and either like in Cesaro.
Fair enough.
So you got your heels. I'm definitely gonna get one of those right because. Yeah. It's gonna one of those guys is gonna win.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Kane.
Okay.
Cause you gotta have that veteran in there.
Do you have any predictions of, surprise returns that aren't CM Punk?
Surprise returns that aren't CM Punk. If Randy doesn't interfere with the championship match, Randy will come back. He'll be a surprise, entrant. Same with Sheamus, just like last year.
Yeah.
Cause he was a surprise entrant last year. Probably at least one of the guys you saw at Raw Reunion.
Yeah. You know? Since they're nearby.
They're nearby. I don't know exactly who. I don't have any. Maybe DDP. Who knows?
Okay, sure. I would not be surprised to see at least one NXT member.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, put Aaron Neville in there.
Yeah.
Give him like you got, you know, 10-15 minutes in the Rumble.
You said that last week. You kept calling it Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville?
It's Adrian Neville. Aaron Neville, I think, is the,
he is! That's why I get him mixed up!
Singer from New Orleans.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't know
much.
He's
the one that doesn't know much.
But he knows he loves you.
Adrian Neville.
I was about to say, big difference there, buddy.
Well, we don't have to record these podcasts so late at night. I might be able to say.
Again.
The correct wrestler.
F me for having a job, right?
That's right.
if anyone, Adrian Neville, yeah, at least one NXT guy.
I think one NXT guy will come up. And it might be him. I don't think it'll be Sami Zayn since he's champion right now.
Yeah.
No,
you're right.
It could be Kenta. Itami.
Hideo.
Hideo Itami. Or Finn Balor.
Finn Balor would be amazing if he came out like, painted
up.
Yeah, the entire like arena goes black and then, mm-hmm. you know, that theme music. I love his theme music, by the way. That's just, everything about his entrance is perfect.
So I could definitely see one of those guys coming out.
If not this year, next year. Absolutely, right. Finn Balor.
Fantasy book something that would be awesome but never happens.
Okay. Can I get an example, please?
Yeah. Undertaker comes back, wins it, so he can challenge Brock Lesnar again.
In that case, just, you know, take him out, put Sting in, you know, same thing, yeah.
I'd be more excited to see Undertaker challenge for the championship.
Yeah, just because we haven't seen Taker. We don't know what's going on with him. We don't even know if he's going to have...
Don't know if Taker's going to be there this year.
Right. I personally think it's more likely that Taker will be at next year's WrestleMania than this year's.
Do you think that means he will not be at this WrestleMania?
I that's what I think. I think it's more likely that he'll skip a year.
Okay.
That he will actually be at WrestleMania this year.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, what, you want to see? You're afraid that people are going to think his losing streak goes on for 2 years?
Well, no, the thing is...
His 2-year losing streak.
The thing is, if Taker has a match, it will be, you know, once now that the streak is broken, you know... Taker had plot armor. That's why he was winning so much, and, you know, and, I mean, obviously he was good and blah, 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 but that was why it was never that, it was harder to get involved in Taker's matches, because Taker had plot armor. I can get very involved in, are they going to literally have him lose 2 years in a row?
Right.
You know, and, or are they going to have him win and be like, oh, last year was a fluke? Because either way seems smart and dumb at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? So it's tricky, it's interesting.
We'll see. Are we still on the whole, like, things that would never happen, but
yeah.
would totally mark out if it did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole CM Punk UFC thing being a work.
CM Punk UFC thing being a work, obviously.
Like, oh, he's been training in Minnesota, now he's been, you know, getting back in ring shape.
Yeah, I know.
For WWE ring.
Obviously, that would freak out. So, don't say that, though, because I've made my peace. Or I'm closer to making my peace than I was.
But now I've said it.
4 months ago.
Now I've said it.
I'm trying very hard not to.
The entire Rumble, I'm just going to be sitting next to Joe, I'm like, UFC was a work. UFC was a work. KFAB 4.0. I think we're up to that by now.
Every count that's gonna be like, this could be it. Do you want to make any bold predictions like last year? Because you made a big one last year and it came true.
It did. I will say I don't see them going anywhere near that this year, obviously. I would be willing to bet whomever wins would win for the number one spot. I think it's time for them to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Daniel Bryan would be more perfect for that.
I gotta stop asking you before I tell my answer.
Was it that?
That was totally my answer, yeah.
Daniel Bryan wins from somebody wins from the...
Number one entrant wins.
Okay. So. Obviously, Daniel Bryan would be the most well-suited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns would be just a flop of sweat by the time they get
yeah.
20. So, that's happening,
I do think Kane's gonna win the elimination. Take the elimination record.
Really?
Yeah.
Kane takes his record back?
No. Kane takes Shawn Michaels' record.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're tied.
No, Kane's one behind, isn't he?
Not if you watched Santino's special on the network. they said that Kane and Shawn Michaels are tied.
Well,
he made the joke that Kane was one behind because Santino didn't count getting eliminated in, like, 1 second because it was by Kane.
Yeah.
That 1 year. He's like, oh, it didn't count because but I wasn't ready.
In the by the numbers thing, they said Shawn Michaels has the record and Kane's one
well,
behind.
Well, either the numbers guy is full of crap or the number guy is behind Santino is full of crap. I'm only just repeating what I've heard.
Either way,
one or two eliminations would do it.
Yeah. So I thought it was going to be last year. I think he had zero eliminations last year.
Well, technically he eliminated Punk.
Yeah, but it doesn't count because already eliminated.
Right. But he pulled him over the ring.
Yeah.
Over the rope.
So.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
don't think that's that bold prediction.
No, that's not a bold prediction.
Okay.
You thought it was going to be a bold prediction when you thought I was saying you were going to take Becker from Reigns.
Yeah. Come on. It really took your head over the wall here. Come on.
I'll throw my head over the wall for number one entrant takes it this year.
Okay.
And I
might be right up there with you on
backup, throw hat over the wall, Rey Mysterio's endurance record gets broken.
Is he the one that holds that record now?
Yeah, the longest time spent in the Rumble. One Rumble.
Although it would be more impressive if they had gone through with the original plan and have this a 40-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Have that guy...
Win
from number one would be insane.
Yeah.
And, like, that record would stand for a very long time.
It would. That guy would be winning, he'd have a lot of records then.
Because I don't remember what they said, like, what the, like, this is the such and such annual Royal Rumble or, I think it's like 27, 28 or something.
Somewhere
like that.
In there.
Because that's what they did for the 25th. They made it 30, right?
The 40?
Or the 40-man, yeah. They made it 40-man.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe like a quarter-quell kind of situation where like every 5 years they up it to the 40.
The quarter-quell happens every 25 years.
I know, it was a reference. I was just like, your reference. You ignoramus. Yes. Every 5 years, I don't know what that would be, the fifth quell. I don't know.
We call that every 5 years.
Good. You good?
Do you have anything else you wanna comment on?
I will. Okay, let's. My bold prediction is someone will break Santino's record. They will find a way.
I don't think they can.
I think they can, and they will. They will watch.
Literally the only way I think that they can break Santino's record is if El Torito comes in, jumps into the ring, is
someone catches him
and thrown back out.
Remember? What was it? There was a table match. Couple years ago, I don't remember who it was. It was against, it was a tag team match. It was a table tag team match. One of the teams was Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio. And Sin Cara, like, tried to, like, hop off the top rope, and someone just, like, pushed him, and he went through a table.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So.
Where it was like, they were like, alright, I'm gonna hop into the ring and push.
That's the only way. Other than that, I don't think they can break Santino's record.
What do you think Kofi's gonna do this year?
I don't even know. I'm out of business for Kofi.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe something if he has the New Day there, like,
mm-hmm.
have the New Day catch him and throw him back in. Like, I was really curious if they were gonna have, cause, Adam Rose used to fall off the ring and be caught. So, I was curious to, by the Rosebuds. So I was curious.
Right, he would be the perfect,
Rumble intern, they throw him off, he gets caught and throws back up.
Unless, they, the Rosebud, Adam Rose is in the Royal Rumble. Rosebuds go out with him to the ring when he gets called, and then that's when the Kofi spot happens. They just catch him, like, hey, up, 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 and then just throw him back in.
And Adam Rose keeps trying to knock Kofi out.
And then Adam Rose gets pissed because Rosebuds aren't doing what they're supposed to, and, you know, they already have a history against each other because they had the first match of the night, so it happens. So, yeah, Adam Rose just keep trying to push Kofi out, and Kofi just like, I keep getting caught! Oh, God, so someone in that Rosebuds is going to break their wrist doing that.
Yeah. So, and the Rosebuds turn their back on Adam Rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you need to mention on before we wrap up Royal Rumble?
Nope, I think I'm
chattery.
Good. No, I'm good.
All right. You want to mention what's making you happy?
It's the freaking Royal Rumble.
Rumble season!
It's
time to point at signs hanging over rings again.
Right?
I've missed this.
Good, because by the time WrestleMania comes, we're always sick of it.
I'm like, completely sick of it.
Yeah.
But it's the beginning. It's, you know, first of all, Mania's in March, not April, so it feels closer.
Right.
And nobody's pointing at anything yet. I haven't heard of the new WrestleMania theme song yet. It's all brand new.
Yeah. You're right. I was about to say, I'm coming home.
No, we're not coming home this year.
No, we're not. We're going to California.
Yeah.
I
think it's California, here we come. Is that the OC theme song?
Or I was going to go California Love with, what was it, Tupac and Dr. Dre, I think?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's like the go-to, like, California song or whatever.
Mm.
Signing this means, like, we could start planning for Laser Mania.
Yeah.
Which I feel weird because, like, I always plan that.
Mm-hmm.
But this year is going to be at your new apartment that you're not even in yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I'm going to be organizing an event for a place that I don't live at.
That's the thing.
I mean, granted, I've pretty much said that I'm, like, unofficially moving in with you guys.
Yep.
But still. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. I can't really think of anything non-wrestling related because it's the Royal Rumble.
It's the Royal Rumble. It's
yeah.
It is the moment where I'm, like, literally counting down the work days. Because, like, once Saturday's here, whatever, I want Saturday to last forever because it's Saturday. Even if there's a Royal Rumble the next day.
Friday,
gotta get down on Friday?
Exactly.
Well, once we hit 6 o'clock on Friday.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I gotta wait till 11.
I know. So, but, you know, like this has been a week where I'm like, all right. Let's go weekend.
Yeah.
Because the Rumble starts this weekend.
Absolutely. And see, that's the one thing, like, I don't really have anything going on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to drag by.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like that very much.
So
yeah.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire, where we'll be live tweeting this Sunday about the Royal Rumble. It's very exciting.
Yep. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send those over to our email. That's classofringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes, still the easiest way to listen to us. Subscribe to the podcast there. Give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or write a review. All that kind of stuff really helps out the podcast.
Sure does. And if you're listening to us on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
We're also on Facebook, so check us out there. Just easy way to interact. Give us a like there, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.